low now with this corner. Ball comes across, who's on the end of it. It's headed away. It's still in the penalty area. It flicks for Ashworth. Ashworth's first touch, second touch, ball comes across. Quick keeper punches it away. Still in the air. First half shot comes in. It's a very easy one. It trickles this time. Trickles into the arms of the goalkeeper.
Well, it's took about too little, too late, well, possibly.
I very mean, much too little, too late.
Urgency that's there in FC just hasn't been there for about most of it, the first 85 minutes, really.
Well, there's a long clearance, and FC United have to defend this ball, and they've maybe showed a little bit too much of it. No, they haven't. They've eventually cleared the lines, and they throw into FC United's shoes. Well, the two defenders, Ashworth and Carnell, weren't quite sure what to do, and well, Reece Stice was absolutely furious with the referee. Absolutely furious. There was never a penalty in it, but he was going for it. He was claiming anything he could as the throw-in comes in. Halfway line, headed on and flicked on there by FC United of Manchester's initially Greaves, then flicked on by Wolfenden and back to the goalkeeper. And then it's a long ball, halfway line, headed though by FC United's man of the match, Zach Corbett. As it was Wolfenden brilliantly. First snap shot comes in. Who needs a goal? FC United needing a goal. Absolutely. Oh, nothing again. It's that man, Nathan Lowe. He's hitting for 35 yards. It's a ball that's been bending and bending, and there was nothing Jake Belshaw could do. An absolute tremendous goal. A wonderful goal. A fitting goal to what? To win an absolutely dire game of football with a bit of world-class quality. Absolutely tremendous. What a finish. What a goal. Out of nothing. We've seen him do it this season so many times. And the biggest cheer of the afternoon goes to the man of the match, Nathan Lowe. No, it's not Nathan Lowe. We're going to stick with Zach Corbett.